This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
We'll go right to Gus in Los Angeles, California. Hi, Gus.
Hi, Hank. What exactly happens? My wife and I are Christians, but we're just not sure and clear about exactly what happens to us when we die.
Well, here's what happens. I start out my book, Resurrection, with an anecdote, and that anecdote is personal. It is the death of my dad in 1997. What happens is the body goes to the ground. But when my dad breathed his last, his soul went to be with the Lord. It's what Paul talks about, absent from the body, present with the Lord. Now, my dad is incomplete. He's in the presence of the Lord, but he's incomplete. He's awaiting something. The Christian faith is not platonic, it's physical. So we await the physical resurrection of the dead. So one day, my dad's soul will return to his body. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the body will rise immortal, imperishable, incorruptible. That body will be changed from mortality to immortality. And he will be clothed in a resurrected body for all eternity. So he's going to be a body-soul unity for all eternity, and that happens when Christ returns. And that, of course, is exactly what Jesus said when he said, "Do not be amazed at this. A time is coming when all who are in the grave will come out. Some will rise to live, and some will rise to be eternally condemned."
I see. So our bodies go to the ground and stay there until Jesus returns, and then we're judged, and then we either go to heaven or hell.
Yes.
Okay, but our soul goes to be with the Lord if we're Christian?
Yes, and you have a picture of that, Gus, in Luke chapter 16. Remember the Lord told the parable of the rich man and Lazarus?
Yes.
So there's a rich man and a beggar named Lazarus laying at his gate.
Right.
And the time came that the rich man died, and Lazarus died. And Lazarus ends up in Abraham's bosom, or paradise, which is a way of talking about being in the presence of God. And the rich man dies, and he ends up in torment. And there's a gulf between where the rich man is and where Lazarus is in Abraham's bosom, or paradise. And so the rich man is in torment, and he is awaiting the resurrection just like Lazarus is awaiting the resurrection. So what happens when Jesus comes back? There is that judgment. There's a separation that takes place for all eternity.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.